Thursday, June 17th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A new report says 8 million Americans are at imminent risk of getting thrown out of their homes. President Joe Biden could spare them with a stroke of a pen, but he hasn't yet made a move to do so. Meanwhile, research shows that the country's richest families have done spectacularly well during the pandemic. That's in part because they still aren't paying their fair share of taxes. And lastly, months after the Capitol insurrection, the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers are strapped for cash and bleeding members. Where's Daddy Trump when you really need him?
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
More Americans will be homeless very soon, this report from CBS News suggests. Even as the nation rebounds from the pandemic, more than 2 million homeowners are behind on their mortgages and risk being forced out of their homes in a matter of weeks, a new Harvard University report warns. Most of the homeowners at risk are either low income or families of color, said researchers behind the 2021 State of the Nation's Housing Report. Congress has dedicated $10 billion to help homeowners get caught up on payments, but it's unclear if that funding will make it to families before foreclosure notices arrive. Separately, millions more renters are on the brink of eviction, the researchers found. Census data show that 6 million households are still behind on rent and could face eviction at the end of June, when federal eviction protections expire. The Center for Disease Control order halting some evictions and federal limitations on foreclosures for federally backed housing both expire on June 30th. Advocates have pushed for the Biden administration to extend both, but there is no indication an extension will happen. CBS reports that more than 7 million homeowners took advantage of the foreclosure moratorium passed as part of the CARES Act last spring. The provision was extended by the Biden White House. As of March 2021, most of those homeowners have started repaying lenders, but that leaves about 2.1 million still behind on their mortgages. Biden must act now to keep those families, including renters, housed. This status check on the rich and useless comes from The Guardian. 10 of the U.S.'s richest families, including the Walmart family and the dynasties behind industries including candy and cosmetics, saw their assets balloon over the pandemic, with a shared increase in their combined net worth of over $136 billion in 14 months. That's according to a report by the Institute of Policy Studies published yesterday. The report details how these families have not only increased their wealth by billions in the last year, but have also worked to ensure the system supports this exponential growth over decades. In 1983, the Walton family, who founded Walmart, were worth $2.15 billion. By the end of 2020, the Waltons had a combined net worth of over $247 billion, an inflation-adjusted increase of 4,300%. The wealth of the Mars Candy dynasty increased by 3,500% over the same period. According to The Guardian, Chuck Collins, the co-author of the report, said these families weren't just making more money, they were also getting better at putting it out of reach of taxation. The report outlined several proposals to curb this wealth accumulation, including the Make Billionaires Pay Act, a proposal introduced in 2020 to institute a one-time 60% pandemic wealth tax on billionaires. But more must be done, Collins said, to stamp out tax loopholes, offshore tax havens, and certain trusts that allow families to hide their wealth. Or we could simply eat the rich.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
This delicious update on Donald Trump's loyal foot soldiers comes from the Wall Street Journal. The far-right group, the Oath Keepers, is splintering after board members accuse the founder of spending its money on hair dye, steaks, and guns. The leader of the Proud Boys, choked off from the financial system, is printing Black Lives Matter t-shirts to make money. The finances of the two most visible groups, with members involved in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, are sputtering. Leaders are low on cash, struggling with defections, and arguing over the future. The Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys have seen more than three dozen of their members arrested in connection with January 6th. Within both groups, an escalating crackdown and the departure of Trump from office has spurred new levels of disarray. The Journal reports that Oath Keepers membership has dropped 80% from its peak. The organization had less than $10,000 in its bank account as of April. Bank records show thousands of dollars of Oath Keepers funds spent on goods and services in Montana, where founder Stuart Rhodes lived until recently. That includes $12,000 at an auto repair shop, $886 at a bar, and $229 at a lingerie shop called Alley Cats, Nighties and Naughties. The Proud Boys aren't faring much better. Members have turned to cryptocurrency, local credit unions, and alternative payment brokers to replace a mainstream financial system that has largely cut them off. There's a lesson here, folks. Anti-fascist organizing actually gets results.
And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Politico reports that the U.S. and Russia will return their ambassadors to Moscow and Washington, D.C., respectively, following President Joe Biden's summit with Vladimir Putin yesterday. They concluded their summit, which Putin called constructive, earlier than expected, after about 4 hours with breaks. Could have been a Zoom call. The AP reports that Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes in the Gaza Strip yesterday. There were no immediate reports of casualties. They were the first such raids since a shaky ceasefire ended the war with Hamas last month. The new Israeli government is not off to a great start. NBC News reports that Minnesota authorities changed the driver of an SVU that plowed into a protester-filled intersection with second-degree murder. The Sunday crash killed one woman and injured another person. Nicholas D. Krause, 35, is jailed on $1 million bail and is scheduled to appear in court today. He has a lot to answer for. The Associated Press reports that the U.S. Education Department yesterday expanded the interpretation of federal Title IX sex protections to include transgender and gay students. The move reverses Trump-era policy and stands against anti-transgender proposals in many states. Here's hoping this new directive holds back the tide of discrimination in those Republican states that are trying their hardest to persecute transgender students.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Sam and Emma will be with you shortly.